Rudolph, Matthias, hello.
Hello. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sirs. And congratulations on this brand new album, Return to Forever. And I absolutely love this first single, We Built This House, and the video. It's very awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
50 years. I know it's hard to believe. You didn't quite have enough. You had some more left in you. Tell us about how the new album and new tour, which launched last night, how that all came together.
We realized when we announced the farewell tour like 5 years ago, after like being on the road for like a year, we realized, no, we have too much fun. We can't call it the day. You know, it's the audience that wants us to, you know, stay. And so we decided the time is not right yet. We have too much fun and we have too much, like, I have many ideas. Too much creativity is still in the band, and so we decided to go back to the studio. And of course, you know, all of a sudden we realized that the 50th anniversary is coming up, and that gives you another reason to go out on the road again.
With the first stop last night, how was the night at Blue Hills Bank Pavilion in Boston, Massachusetts?
It was fantastic. I mean, we were overwhelmed by the reactions of the audience. First show, we just came in the night before, you know, being a bit jet-lagged, but, you know, the energy of the audience, like, it was great. So we, you know, started this tour last night, and it had a fantastic time.
And it says it's a 16-city North American tour, and I think I read somewhere maybe in the spring there will be some more additions to it.
Yes, this is just the first leg. Then we have to go back to Europe and play more shows there until like almost Christmas. And then for next year, I think it's around May when we will return to the States.
Oh, very good. All the songs that you all have performed, we're recording this on 9/11, and it's probably only fitting that of all the powerful songs that you all have performed and some great ballads as well, Humanity is an awesome song that pretty well sticks out on a day like today.
Very true. I know it's a sad day, and, you know, when we recorded the album Humanity, we had like a, you know, we were in that state of mind too, you know, that the world is not improving daily. It's sometimes the opposite, and yeah, today is a day to be remembered.
All of the locations you have played out throughout the course of your 50 years, what would be probably the strangest request a fan has ever asked of the band? Do you have a story right off the top?
Yeah, I think it's very close to where you are. It was sometime in the 90s, we performed at a nude camp.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. But not knowing. It was like from like a radio station from Chicago. Rudolph, do you remember one? And then, you know, we drove up with with our tour bus, and we were supposed to play that night in Chicago. But all of a sudden, we were surrounded by like completely naked people, and we performed for the radio station like 5 songs. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
And so I have to ask the question, the band clothed or nude to match the audience?
No, band in clothes. Thank God. But the audience, I mean, they were very close to us. Imagine it was like...
Yeah, even the radio station guys.
Yeah, they were...
Look at, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like, what's that called? Like when the police has like this yellow tape, like a line, no step. We were like, that was the barricade, so to speak. You know, there was the to protect us, so they wouldn't be coming too close. But they were very close, I'm telling you.
Very good-looking models in between. I think they were hired by the radio station as well to make our, let's say, performance a little bit sweeter. And they were looking very, very nice naked.
Unbelievable. Anyway, lots of stuff planned. You've got a documentary film coming out that's coming out in theaters. The guys followed you around for a while. And, of course, the brand new album. What all else is coming out for the 50th year celebration?
Yeah, you mentioned the documentary film, the new album, and we also will re-release a package of 8 albums going from like 77 till 1988, and it's including like Love Drive, Blackout, Love at First Sting, with additional like bonus tracks, unreleased stuff, never heard by anybody. It's demos, it's jam sessions, it's old videos, it's interviews, it's all kinds of stuff, but especially music from the era whenever the album was recorded. So let's say the demos for Love at First Sting now will be released together with Love at First Sting and so on. And it includes 8 albums.
And real quickly, one of your most popular songs, Rock You Like a Hurricane. Can you believe the number of motion pictures that song has been in?
I heard about Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild, is the most covered song into films, and Rock You Like a Hurricane is very close by following this great song from Steppenwolf.
Well, it is great that you all are still going strong. I love We Built This House, and I can't wait to listen to the rest of the CD, Return to Forever. Congratulations on 50 years once again, and keep trucking on the road.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.